is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 12th of March, 2008. It's the birthday of Dave Eggers, born in Boston, 1970, grew up in Lake Forest, Illinois, went to the University of Illinois. And while he was in college, his mother was diagnosed with stomach cancer, and then his father with cancer as well. 6 months later, both of his parents dead, Eggers just 21 years old. Eggers later said, "On the one hand, you're so completely bewildered that something so surreal and incomprehensible could happen. At the same time, suddenly the limitations or hesitations that you might have imposed on yourself fall away. There's a weird, optimistic recklessness that could easily be construed as nihilism, but is really the opposite. You see that there is a beginning and an end, and that you have only a certain amount of time to act, and you want to get started." Eggers dropped out of college, became the guardian of his 8-year-old younger brother. They moved to San Francisco. Dave Eggers started a magazine which became the literary quarterly, Timothy McSweeney's Quarterly, and he wrote his memoir, A Heartbreaking Work of Staggering Genius, which became a big bestseller in the year 2000. And he founded a writing center for young people in San Francisco called 826 Valencia, which has grown into a national organization. It's the birthday of Jack Kerouac, born Jean-Louis Kerouac in Lowell, Massachusetts, 1922, who gave the Beat Generation its name. He said, "To me, being beat meant being poor, like sleeping in the subway, and yet being illuminated and having illuminated ideas about apocalypse and all that. Came to Columbia University on a football scholarship, dropped out, joined the Merchant Marine, then the Navy, then came back to Columbia, where he met Allen Ginsberg and William Burroughs and others who became part of the Beat movement. Spent the next 7 years hitchhiking around the country and in Mexico. In 1949, he and his friend Neil Cassidy drove a Cadillac limousine from California to Chicago. And 2 years later, Kerouac sat at his kitchen table, taped sheets of art paper together to make a long roll, and wrote the story of the trips with no paragraphs and very little punctuation. It took him only 3 weeks to complete, and it became his novel, On the Road. It came out in 1957. And it's the birthday of the playwright Edward Albee, born in 1928. Edward Albee, author of The Zoo Story and Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, his first full-length play, which came out in 1962. Here's a poem for today by Jane Kenyon, the first poem in her American triptych, entitled At the Store. Clumps of daffodils along the storefront bend low this morning, late snow pushing their bright heads down. The flag snaps and tugs at the pole beside the door. The old freezer, full of Maine blueberries and breaded scallops, mumbles along, a box of fresh bananas on the floor, luminous and exotic. I take what I need from the narrow aisles. Cousins arrive like themes and variations. Ansel leans on the counter, remembering other late spring snows, the blue snow of 32. Yes, it was blue. Forest comes and goes quickly with a length of stovepipe, telling about the neighbor's chimney fire. The store is a bandstand. All our voices sound from it, making the same motley American music Ives heard, this piece starting quietly with the repeated clink of a flagpole pulley in the doorway of a country store." At the Store by Jane Kenyon from her collection Otherwise, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.